All right. Hey, we are here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum, and we are kicking off this conference coverage in style with Jennifer Fixon and Chapman. How are you guys?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
Good, good. I mean, I know the show is like in its infancy. It's like barely started, but how is it going so far, and what are your guys' expectations here?
So far, it's been fantastic. We've seen a lot of credit unions that we're used to seeing that we work with on a daily basis for mm-hmm. credit cards and mm-hmm. metal cards and contactless cards. So mm-hmm. we're looking forward to continuing to show them what we have.
Right on. Anne?
Yeah, our main vendor for our plastics is here too. So we've been spending time with them, getting ready to showcase it all.
All about networking. There's
right.
nothing better than a face-to-face meeting, right?
Yes,
and we do this digital thing all year long, but when we come to things like this, it's like, hey, this is what you look like.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about the topic at hand.
Yes.
Metal cards.
Yes.
And this is something for the average Joe out there, you know, like, metal, what? What's going on? So give us a quick 411 on what metal cards are, and then we're gonna talk contactless
yes.
cards as well. So give us a quick 411 on what this is all about and what we can expect.
Perfect. So metal cards are rather new to the industry. Mm-hmm. Amazon has been the most recent one to send out metal cards, stainless steel cards, to all of their participating members.
Mm-hmm.
We are showcasing the tungsten card, which is actually 22 grams of metal. There's a metal slug in the middle of two PVC pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You'll substantially know the difference when you pick up a tungsten card compared mm-hmm. to stainless steel. Stop by the booth and see them. They are fantastic.
Yeah.
We're giving away samples of the tungsten plastics for them to be able to compare to your standard credit card.
I'm stopping by for sure. It sounds
yes.
like you're describing a new driver from Callaway.
Right?
You know?
Almost.
And what do you have had to add there with the metal cards and all this cool stuff coming out?
It's a really neat technology, and the fact that we'll be able to do laser embossing. So instead
yes.
of the raised indent mm-hmm. printing of the cards, then it's laser. So it looks even cooler on the plastic and
yes.
makes it stand out more.
Right, and it's a cool look, and there's a cool feel.
Yes.
There's a cool factor to it.
Yes.
Definitely, everyone wants the metal. Everyone wants the
yes.
metal thing. All right. So, all right, let's talk contactless
yes.
cards now. This is kind of I don't know if it's been around. Yeah, it's new technology, but sometimes you see people tapping and going.
Yep.
So, what's the latest going on here? And I'll start with you on this one.
So, just to make sure everybody understands, contactless or dual interface. A lot of it's a kind of interchangeable word.
Right.
So, it is the new technology, like you said, tap and go. I just got my first contactless card. Got to use it today for the first time using just the swipe. Tap and go.
Tap and go.
So, it's going to be the new replacement of the chip.
Yep.
So essentially, it's like you just hit the little doohickey,
the merger,
the doohickey. That's I'm sorry for talking
yes.
above people's heads here. But
yes.
Yeah. So that's basically what it is. You just tap and you're off to the races.
Right. You got it. It works very similar to the mobile technology.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFC antennas that are in the back of the plastics.
Mm-hmm.
We also are showcasing those at our booth. The new air coupling technique that shows how the antenna attaches to the chip to make it for a faster
mm-hmm.
transaction at
mm-hmm.
checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Works very similar to the mobile device when you dip that,
yep.
there is an antenna in the back of the phone that transmits out to all of the merchants for a quicker transaction.
I remember talking to the folks from Loop Pay,
yes.
if you go back, or they were Loop at the time, but then Samsung, I think,
yes.
bought them out.
Samsung.
They were the kind of the originators of that
yes.
technology, and I went, wow, I'm so glad you mentioned that. It's
yeah.
really cool that everyone kind of has this now. So this is kind of, I don't want to say it's taking the place, but it's kind of complementing the
yes.
Samsung Pay, the Apple Pay, all that type
yes.
of stuff?
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
what it's going to be the new technology moving forward. It just makes it a quicker transaction.
Yeah.
And the benefits to credit unions. What are the benefits to credit unions here?
So the benefits is ease of use, faster checkout, happier customers. We have heard a lot of feedback of the length of time that it takes with the standard chip.
Yep.
When you put it in the terminal and you're waiting,
mm-hmm.
when you're dipping and going, it's literally that fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember when EMV first came out
mm-hmm.
and the merchant
yes.
readers, I grew a full beard, but
right.
by the time it let me
yes.
through. So
yes.
now they've improved though. It's gotten much,
yeah.
much quicker. So
yes.
so I'm good to hear. I'm glad to hear everyone's kind of up to speed and we're
yes.
getting really fast here. So anything else to add in the card world that we need to know about, you guys? I mean, we're talking metal, we're talking contactless, we're talking
digital wallets is going to be the next thing that we're working on, which is digital provisioning right to the wallet for lost stolens or brand new ads for online purchases mm-hmm. to be able to use instantaneously while the card comes in the mail. So that is our next effort that we are working on.
Oh, right on. And I'll let you wrap it up with a few words of wisdom. Anything else to add here?
I'm not sure I have anything else to add other than go contactless.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yay!